This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Most of the time when a company, especially a big high-profile company, misses the mark on profit projections, the markets beat them up a little bit, or a lot sometimes. Amazon shareholders, however, have almost been trained not to expect profits. So when the world's biggest online retailer posted an unexpected loss, shares actually got a nice pop because the company is still growing and growing and growing some more, Shannon Mullen reports.
Amazon says sales jumped 22% in the second quarter, same as the one before and the one before that. Numbers like those keep long-term investors happy, says Sean Milne, a managing director with Janney Capital Markets.
It's very difficult to find a company that's pacing towards, you know, $90 billion plus in fiscal 14, you know, growing close to 25%.
A big part of Amazon's growth these days is its cloud computing services. Kurt Woodward is senior editor at Xconomy.com.
Amazon doesn't say how much money it makes off Amazon Web Services. We don't really know how much of the internet Amazon Web Services powers, but in both cases, the numbers are presumed to be pretty big.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is famous for investing big in the company's core businesses to earn customers' trust and keeping prices lower than everyone else's. That's not exactly a new strategy.
The core of it is old-fashioned, and that's exactly why it's so brilliant.
Harvard Business School professor Ben Edelman.
It's old-fashioned but forgotten. So many companies rushing to raise their prices, rushing to collect quick payoffs, and Amazon doing very much the opposite of that.
And its stock keeps rising as long as the company keeps growing. Edelman says profits don't seem to matter to Amazon shareholders so long as competitors like Walmart and Google don't cut into its core business. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.